Yeah, I'd be curious, not only, I mean, Warren's absolutely correct. The Fire District 3 currently has the contract with DNR to provide fire service, wildland fire service to Outer Islands. The residents out on those Outer Islands know full well that if they call in a structure fire, the fire department historically would not go. But if they said there's a structure fire that's in the
burning in the trees now,
the fire department rolls and goes. EMS has had a history of going to islands outside of the district. They've gone to Decatur. They've gone to boats floating out in the water. They've gone to boats over in off of Lopez where there was CPR in progress. And so they have a history of going to islands that are not.
My guess has always been that if somebody breaks a leg on Susha, they're going to go.
Well, right now, as my understanding is, Orcas is filling that role, which they never used to.
But oh,
Orcas,
are they now?
Yes, Orcas
they
is
didn't.
Now. They never used to, but the new chief is now going on doing that. Yes.
And do they have a contract for that, or do they just do it by
stating
the MOU?
They have what? An MOU with who?
With every.
With the people in those islands?
No, with the whole group. If we can't, they do. We couldn't, they went.
Well, maybe that's all we need
all
to do.
Between the districts.
Do it between districts and say, look, if we can't get to this island and you can, you go.
But
if we can
might,
get there, you can,
we
go.
Because that was my understanding.
Okay, if there's something like that that we could use as a model for providing EMS service to these other islands, it would guarantee that they still have the same service that they get now. And resolve the issue of trying to legally make them a part of any district or levying.
There's some interesting things going on. I believe Decatur right now is exploring forming their own fire protection district.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's going to happen.
I mean, the more I look at that, there's nobody over there that's going to be a firefighter.
Unless they contract for somebody to come provide the service.
Right. I mean, I don't see that being a reasonable thing to do.
There are MOUs between the agencies, so that is something that we're concerned
about. Well, I would love to explore that as an alternative if it's acceptable to all of us. In that it would guarantee service levels don't go down, because that's, I think, the important thing we kept saying is we don't want to reduce service, and that's fine, I get that. But there's got to be an easier way to do it than elections and all the rest of the crap that goes into
annexation. That annexation thing is really...
It is, it's a mess. And it would certainly simplify that chapter, or those two chapters, actually, a little bit, if we could just say, let's strip out that and make the recommendation an MOU between departments or something like that, or whatever it is that we can do. Anyway, I wanted to get that on the table just because we've been down the road now, and it's a road that I'd rather not go down.
So, do we need to see the existing MOU and how? I mean, I didn't know there was one.
I just heard that's how it happened. I haven't seen it.
Chief Creasy shared with me that there is actually MOUs between organizations.
Okay.
Well, it's a public document that if there's an MOU between Orcas Fire and Salem Fire, there's...
Who would we talk to find that out? I don't know.
Chief Williams.
Scott would have it because, I mean, he's going to know more about it probably
than we
now
are,
than,
because
than we
they
do.
Are. They are now responding to Outer Island.
Right.
I know that.
And Chief Collins isn't going to know even where it is yet, probably, if there is
one. They don't have one.
So we'd be better off asking somebody who might know, like Scott.
Sheriff's office might know too.
They might.
Because they do the dispatch for it, don't they?
That's true. They may have ways of knowing which island they turned somebody out for.
Nathan, you can, or I can give Scott a call.
Let's talk to Scott first.
Do you know him?
We were just on the phone yesterday for an hour going over his budgets and everything.
Okay, because if you could just give him a shout and say, hey,
unless you're too busy, I don't mind doing it.
No, I can give Scott a call.
Because we want to track down whatever that relationship is
and
maybe model another one for EMS, or just roll EMS into the same one if that's how it works. I mean, we just do a new one that says EMS also. And then I think that might solve the problem a lot easier.
Wouldn't it? When you read through that section, you're like, oh, wow.
I was just dealing with it. It's like we're arm wrestling this thing, this beast that doesn't need to exist.
The town.
My position in this is advisory. It would be interesting to understand what the board of the public hospital district would say, because they're taking money right now in providing a service. And the reality of this is that they're going to be telling those people that through this process, we recommended coming together and you now are not going to have EMS services.
Well, I'd rather be able to say that you're going to get EMS service from this MOU, either from San Juan or Orcas, depending on which island you get the call.
Again, it's the hospital district that is taking the money now that they have the ownership of providing that service to these individuals. They've taken that ownership based on both collecting a tax dollar for that and an election for that. In my estimation, this is a question where they want to go as they would relinquish whatever.
I don't know that CAG needs to evaluate what boards are. The CAG just has to sort of make a recommendation and perhaps provide a suite of options. You can say, well, here's how you, if you want to annex that territory, here's how you do it. Or you can do this. You don't necessarily have to say you should do this one thing.
But that's, then if we do that, that doesn't really then negate his. It just,
It doesn't, but I think the simpler answer is if we laid them both out and said, you could go down this annexation route, and here's all the things you have to do, all the elections and everything else you have to do, or you could sign an MOU between your district and that district and guarantee the same level of service, basically.
Which is right now an unmeasured level of service.
There's always going to be an unmeasured level. I mean, it's unmeasured either way.
Well, to be honest. Necessarily. I mean, they can always measure it out. If we're doing that and we're not making a decision to go down a path that would take them out, that's the board's decisions, being the hospital district board and the fire district board, I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with a recommendation coming from me that says, you need to go this direction, which would reduce service to somebody that is.
Right. That's not what I heard George say. What I heard George say is, and I'm paraphrasing, but what I heard George say is, we as the CAG recommend that you maintain the same level of service, which we can't measure right now, to our outer island citizens. And that you have two options to do that. We're giving them two options. One, you can do the annexation, which is this process, or we believe you can do potentially this MOU between two or three of the existing fire districts to provide coverage to those outer islands on an on-call basis. And then they're not paying taxes for that service. They're just getting that service like Decatur was currently, or the boater out there floating around somewhere in the San Juan, waters is getting that service now, and has been getting that service. You just wouldn't have that obligation, that tax obligation. Well, that's what I heard George say.
That is my intent to live by our fundamental belief that we should provide the service and not back down. We should not back off on the services that we provide. But if there was a better vehicle than annexation to do that, it would be a lot easier for the...
I didn't perceive that.
I didn't make that clear.
Yeah, when we started down that road, I thought it was, let's make it easier to get through this. So I'm very comfortable and okay with that.
No, I want to find a vehicle that's easier than annexation to make sure we don't reduce levels of service. And what I think will happen in this outcome is they don't get a reduction in service, but the Outer Islands stop paying into the EMS district. Those that do will stop paying EMS levy.
Their tax bill actually goes
so they
down.
will reduce tax bill, and they still want to make that choice.
It's just not the CAG. The CAG is giving them ways that they don't lose service.
Right.
I'm okay with ways that they don't lose service.
Right.
If they choose to want to do that, stop them.
If the fire district doesn't annex them, they will stop paying the EMS levy, period. It's going to go away, because if they merge into the fire, it will stop paying the levy. But if the MOU stands in the place of their paying into the district and they still get the service, so much the better. They get the same level of service based on the MOU or whatever other vehicle we can come up with that guarantees that, yes, everybody who was getting service will still get service, and the only thing that changes is they stop paying EMS levies.
As long as the process doesn't suggest that they stop service.
Yeah.
No, well, no, our recommendation can't say, oh, yeah, you guys do what you want to do. MOU, no MOU, you know, annex, no annex. We have to be a little more clear in what we have to recommend in order to meet the criteria.
Let's get it in writing, and let's see.
Let's see what that MOU looks like and see if it can be. Yeah.
But what I heard George say, and correct me wrong, George, is that you're not saying reduce service. You're saying let's see if there's an easier mechanism.
Yeah. I want to find a better way to do it.
Nothing wrong with easier.
Yeah,
and well, because it really is getting complicated, is the point. And
the reason why easier matters is because that process could easily fail. You know that.
Well, that's also true. Yeah,
and that would mean that would be very bad for the Outer Islands, because you would have this, you know, and that's the goal here, is to provide that service, and if that process fails, that's a problem. You know? I mean,
if you have to run a couple of elections, like you try to annex and that doesn't work, so then you decide, okay, we're going to have to do an EMS district in order to include them, because that's the only other vehicle that we've allowed to do this.
Yeah.
And then they have to run that election. First of all, you're $40,000 worth of elections into this thing, and you may or may not get coverage, because they're going to be paying for all those elections, whether they pass or not.
Let's just get it in writing. That's just a problem.
We've currently got three scenarios laid out. The chapter summary. We'll just add a scenario four.
One more scenario will occur. And it will be easier, more palatable, I think, for the fire district if this is what they have to do, so they don't have to go through all the logistics of this.
And it's a backup option. They could go ahead and try the annexation. If it fails, then they can do the MOU. You know, gives them options.
You look like you have something you wanted to say.
So my understanding of the earlier conversation is, for the CAG meeting next week over at the fire department, I'll be standing outside the window looking at it, because I can't be in the meeting. Is that where this is? I have to stand out there, and it's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Can we do Skype?
I can do that.
FaceTime him in or something?
There were four of us at the meeting today, but we don't have any ability to make any judgment over anything that happened at the Board of Health.
But in this case,
I understand. Unfortunately, I feel like the chair and vice chair are going to be the ones that are there.
Unless you made the recommendation from this committee that the chair of each committee choose one person from their council and one from the other.
Ooh. There's an interesting thought.
Oh, that's diabolical.
That is totally diabolical.
You're really sticking it in.
Does anybody else have any other sticky topics that we need to explore further as we move through these things? I mean, so you brought up that as a anything else.
Was there anything else that we should be talking about, Nathan, in the sections that we've done so far?
No, I think they're pretty good.
That have questions to them, because that was the biggest sticking point.
Yeah, I appreciate all you guys. I'm going to take off. It's like you're just hashing out details.
We're working on the report, kid.
Yeah,
that's how it is. It's what we got to do. It is how it is, right?
Take care.
Thank you. For
I guess the only thing is timing in all of this, and going back to what is our single strongest pathway to get to wherever we want it to go, and then what is our second and third tier pathway getting to where we want it to go. What do you think? I need to stay away with more water. I'll pee on the floor.
Keep you guys
high. We've talked about what the fastest way to get the merger started is, which is simply for that hospital district
to
contract for service and pass everything over there tomorrow. If fastest isn't the issue, then I think we take a little more measured approach and do the annexation.
Do we believe fastest is the issue? Maybe we need all five here.
I'm not entirely sure that there's that level of urgency that says it has to happen this month.
I don't think so.
I don't
either.
Believe that there is.
The only thing I would think would maybe be a sense of urgency, and I don't know what the discussions have been with the interim chief situation at EMS. If they intend to have that interim position be for 6 months, a year, or whatnot, because the path we're going down is if we say that, you know, the merger needs to occur, that's our recommendation, and that the first thing is for the fire district to merge into town, make that happen, and then potentially do a levy lid lift, that's not going to happen in a year. That's a 2-year to 3-year process. There is, I mean, so the only urgency is how long do you ride an interim chief?
That's not our issue, though. And
it is not.
My impression, that's not our issue. They need to manage business the way it is. My concern with doing it that way is the sense that it's fait accompli before anybody goes out to vote or before anybody gets to weigh in if we make that recommendation.
I mean, merging before any election?
Or contracting before.
Or contracting before an election.
Before any election process.
But our recommendation to merge should not be hinging on annexation or levy lid lift. It should be based on what we perceived as those value statements and the improved service levels, or whatever the case may be. And so if it's not based on that, if it's not based on those values that we kind of articulated last time, then, and it's just to fix some boundaries and do some other things, then I'm not sure why we're doing it. And so to me, if we're saying here is the value and here's what the outcome is going to be, why not say you could move forward, districts, with making this happen sooner by going through the contract process, the interlocal agreements to transit assets, while you go through the whole election process as part of it. So you can start working through your operational issues. You can work out some of the operational costs, so when you go to do your levy lid lift, you can actually have a dollar amount, so on and so forth, and you could actually, and so that would be my argument of why not, if our recommendation is strong that they should merge for these reasons, why not have them through the contract process?
I guess my biggest would be is if it fails, it's going to be much more destructive to the system and could compromise it significantly.
If what fails?
If the levies fail. Because now, or the, you well, know, or bringing in.
Right.
I mean, what you're saying then, quite frankly, is that you're going to get a whole lot worse than what you have today.
Well, that if we believe, as Mark said, that we're going to have operational advantages in the merged model where EMS is in fire, and that doesn't really rely on a vote. The only issue would be, okay, yes, there is a levy, but the levy's in the hospital district now, and it continues until 2022 or something, and they could keep paying until the next continuation levy comes up. And if they don't get the town annexed, or they don't get the MOU would have to be worked out probably, but still, if there's some issue that goes to the voters, like the annexation of the town, that fails, then the fire district can run an EMS levy and fund it that way, and the voters get to weigh in on whether they want to keep paying an EMS levy. They just go back to paying it to the fire district. In fact, they could run two of them. If that fails, then the hospitalists are going to run one, you know. And they could run a continuation levy with 50% and keep it going. Or the fire district can run a new levy. They'd have to get 60% because it's a new levy. But, you know, if they can do that, that happens 2 years from now. And by then, we should have good justification for why it was moved over there. It should be working in a couple of years.
You know, from the perspective of levies and elections, this process can be done quickly. George and I had mapped out, you know, a couple different approaches.
Some of those are pretty aggressive, but yeah.
Yes, it is, for sure. But you could literally do that this fall. I mean, there's no reason why you couldn't.
Well, I think you should run an annexation election this fall, if this is the route they're going to go.
At least for town and stuff.
For town and fire district, they should run that election this fall.
But you could do everything if you wanted.
And you could do the other pieces of that at the
same
time. You could do 5-member board, and you could do a bunch of stuff this fall.
the whole thing, and that has advantages, does have some advantages. The voters know everything's tied together, whereas if you string it out. But the problem is, operationally, it's never going to happen this year.
No, it's not going to happen that fast.
The actual operational consolidation of the two services can take longer than that. And I'm not sure how. That's not something we spend a lot of time talking about, nor am I sure that we should, because perhaps that's maybe too down and in the weeds, but it's nonetheless worth being aware of. The actual operational consolidation is sort of an entirely different beast.
We just have a good chapter on messaging marketing questions, do we?
We don't.
We should. And here's why, because you made a good point. It might be good to actually try to do it all at once. We have to run four different ballot measures, maybe, on the same election, and say, this is what it's going to take to move this over here, merge them together, and make sense out of the fire district or whatever. You have to run an election for the merge, the annexation of town into fire. You have to do a lid lift. You have to add a couple board members to the fire district. You have to do a lid. What else was there? I forget. You know, there's like three or four different things you have to do. You can do them all on the same ballot if you want. They'd have to be contingent on things passing, because you don't necessarily need to do all of them if some critical piece fails. But you could do that all at once, and then it would all kind of take effect by next year, if that's what you want. And the good thing about that is it's basically one sales pitch. You don't have to do each of them individually over time. You can just say, look, this is what we need to do, and here are the things we want to vote yes on in order to let it happen. Yes on a five-member board, yes on annexation, yes on lid lift, at least.
And then yes on the other annexation, if that's, you know, the territory annexation.
Oh, you mean the Outer Island thing?
Yeah.
I mean, if they decide to do that.
That's the one.
If the MOU solves that, then we don't even need that.
Right.
But yes, you're right. They could also do the Outer Island annexation thing, however the fire district chooses to go on that route.
Yeah.
But you could do at least three and maybe four different ballot measures on the same ballot. This year.
There's no reason you couldn't.
And then they could all take effect next year.
Yeah.
And you'd be there in a year. So that's the answer is that would be not necessarily bad. There's a lot of work to do to get that to happen, but there's time to do it because you have until August or whatever it is for the ballot. So
like August 7th or something.
You got 6 months, basically, 5 months or whatever from the time you make out a report to put all the legal paperwork together, submit the things to the auditor to get it on the ballot, and
some of them are really simple.
But that's the easiest part. It's finding the champion. It's finding the people who are going.
Yeah, and people have to get out and start talking it up. But
right. You
know, at least they're only going to have to market one concept in one measure or in one election, rather than okay, first we have to go market annexation, then next election we're going to have to go sell them on a lid lift, and then the next election we're going to have to go sell them on the next thing, commissioners, whatever. If it's all one concept, maybe you can make the pitch in one, so I'll poop and be done with it. Just a thought.
No,
we haven't actually talked about marketing this thing.
Well,
we should.
Yeah.
The CAG process chapter does a little bit.
It
talks about the importance of
it. It talks about the importance of it, but it doesn't make any recommendations about when or why or how.
But I think part of the CAG's responsibility is that to make certain whatever we recommend, there's a pathway to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And a reasonably good idea of a pathway to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really like to make that one of next Wednesday's agenda meeting. Items is that, because in my estimations it's one of the few things that's still left for decision, and you guys make good points, you really do, and so I'm thinking that I feel comfortable about the value statements that everybody has come up with, quite frankly, exercising that thought. I felt good, even about the Outer Islands, as long as the idea is we're not reducing, we're finding easier or better pathways.
We want to maintain service levels or improve service
levels. Or improve service
and
levels.
And find the easiest way to do it.
And so the biggest thing that I see now is what is So we build the values, we build the frames. What is our recommendation for the path to get from A to B? Or from where we're at today to where we recommend what that it ought to be. And I'd like to make that, flush that out with everybody, with Chuck and Dan.
Sure, as, we should do this as a group.
But. Yes, yeah. Yeah, as Chuck and Dan. Because to me, that's one of the last big pieces in my estimation, which is how do you sell it? What are the strategies?
Yeah, and I think we need to devote some time on the, how do you sell it.
Yes, I think we do as well.
But I think there could be an easy way to make one big bundle of it all and sell it as a package.
And to me, that makes the most sense.
It does to me in thinking about it. If the whole deal, if they buy the whole deal, you should sell the whole deal in one in one package.
Right. And then make the transition. Yeah.
And not dink around.
Because operationally, bringing it together, that's simple. Northern will.
Is it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. That, in my estimation, is a very simple thing. They'll make it happen.
It's not up to us to tell them how.
I mean, just watching him at the board meeting today, he'll dial that in like there's no tomorrow. And Carl and group, I think, are. And then they'll see where the dust settles and what are the weaknesses. And then, my impression of Norvin is that he'll tune up the weaknesses. And right now, we have some weaknesses in our system of delivery. And so getting to that point is good. So
those issues are a little out of our scope.
And we should, that's
not in our purview, not wasting my time.
That's right. That's right. But no, the points that you guys make are good. I'd like to. Trying to put all the pieces together, I'm like 80% there. But this is one that I'm missing.
So basically, we do want to streamline the process recommendation a little bit to say, do these things all at the same time.
Yeah.
Then take a look at the, sections that we've got in that light, and sort of suggest them in a messaging marketing kind of way that this is the path is this, the message is, we're cleaning up the fire district in the following ways: play NSC. Town, make it 5 member board, bring EMS where we think it operationally should be, and it will improve things in the long run. And the levee lid lift is necessary because we're going to abandon this other levee. It's dollar for dollar or close to it, so no big deal. The only issue is going to be the town folks who have to pay the property tax. That'd be the hardest thing to get over.
Well, I think Duncan had a conversation with Chuck about town is willing to do. I saw Duncan at a private event, and he said, "Did Chuck go over what we talked about?" And I said, "No." Well, this was last week, and so I think Duncan and Chuck had a conversation about what the town potentially is willing to do.
Okay.
And so we need to hear from Chuck on that. So I think that the town is willing to explore.
Because that's the only piece of this message that I don't think I know the answer to yet, is how much can the town do to mitigate the taxes that they would be paying, which would be at the new rate.
You guys can come up with your very clear bottom line, concise summary of what you suggest, and then sort of footnote-wise say, well, go look at chapter 4,
we can reference an appendix or another chapter or something to say, here's the detail on that. But if this is more than half a page, it's going to lose people, so we should have that part.
Some of the simple process and say, well, there are other options, but here's the...
Yeah, the one, the path that we think makes the most sense is this one, and it includes these things in this time frame.
And it would be good in the next Wednesday's meeting, do what Rick is suggesting, which is basically to outline your recommendation chapter. Work that out. That's what I'm hearing you say. Work out the value statement, work out the process.
And work out the timeline, yep.
Timeline.
Yeah. There, to me, are the big pieces that are missing right now. And I think the value propositions, you guys stated, I think they're on tape. I think a lot of those now is just crafting verbiage on how to present them. And so now it becomes, how do we get there? if that's...
Yeah, I guess once we're finished with the election chapter we've been working on, we can clean that up and come up with a process that's a little more obvious.
Okay.
Yeah, because the timeline, there are some long timeline stuff worked out already.
There's some timeline in there, but I think it's not necessarily the whole picture timeline. It's like levies and elections.
And it doesn't include messaging or anything.
No, it doesn't include that, but that I think we want to put off just a little bit longer until we have the clear path that says, you know, these are the dates you have to hit to make these things happen, especially if it's three or four ballot measures all over in the fall ballot.
If you're going to do the, really do that out, that first chapter, though, everyone's going to have to read through what we have, at least the first parts, because that's going to be, you're going to...
Okay, I will look at it tomorrow. You don't have to keep...
So Rick needs to be...
Did I twist that again for you, Rick?
Yeah, I got the picture. I've been ugly, but no, I'm kidding.
Well, you know,
will we be in too subtle, Rick?
All the way.
I don't know whether Dan's read anything either.
Dan's been gone.
I don't think Dan's read anything. Wrong about
you
it.
No, it's
think
just
possible. Just read some of it, but I don't think he's contributed a lot either. So.
Mark, have you had a chance to look at it at all? You've been looking at it. Okay, how did it look to you?
I wouldn't say a lot. Yeah. I've not seen some of the recent work you guys have done.
Oh, thank you. Make no, not only Rick.
See, I thought it was just you.
I know. I've been into the site. So I looked at the outline. I've looked at the chapter formats. I can actually edit it if I want. So,
okay. So he has so back in here. Yeah.
He has made it in there, at least. Yeah. Okay. We'll make some more progress before Wednesday.
Okay. So, anything else for tonight, or I'm going to do a little quick wrap up because we have a lot of things that got put on folks' plates. Okay. So, just to kind of wrap up, I'm going to contact Chuck regarding doing agendas for next Tuesday, and it sounds like we're all in agreement to Wednesday.
Yeah.
The Wednesday agenda will have on it, we're going to have Karin's review of the.
Mm-hmm.
The
whatever you there. See.
Whatever I see.
Yeah, well, it's whatever's up
there. Rick's going to reach out to Scott Williams on the MOU, and that, and we're going to have that, relook at that issue as one of the key
regarding
things.
The Outer Islands, right?
Yes. And then the other item would be this operational transition timeline, so on and so forth, piece that we had just discussed.
The operational timeline and the value proposition.
And the value proposition.
Starting to get those things defined. Hey, Nathan, could you make a list of what the Outer Islands are and all of the territories in it and just a list of them for me? Because
Which ones are included in the current EMS levy?
I really don't know what we're talking about, and I should. And that would be very helpful.
So do you know what, right now, the fire department... actually has they do stuff on Pearl because we have a little station out there with a little gator on it, and we also do stuff.
I'd love to know what the fire department, Nathan. If you
they,
could
they
track
do Brown
that
Island
down.
As well, so Pearl and Brown.
Okay.
Have
and what stations. Is the difference? Because
does
I also
does have anything? Does Yacht Club have anything out there?
No, that's DNR contract.
The other thing we were going to talk about is messaging for...
Yeah, that's a new chapter, I think, possibly. And what I'm going to do is go back and revisit the chapters we've done with the idea of streamlining the process into a more clear timeline for mechanically how do you get... Not operations, but just the mechanics of the transfer of everything.
The other thing that I've been asked to contact Duncan to let him know about the meeting next week with Katie Holstein and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Oh, I can do that. I can email
you. Want to do that?
Yeah, I can take care of that. Unless you want to.
No, it probably makes sense for you to do that. You're going to be notifying a bunch of folks about that meeting, because it turns out just include Duncan in the...
And the other thing we'll agree to is that Rick is going to read the chapters tomorrow.
No, we're going to try to get Rick access to the chapter.
Yeah, that's there.
See if we can
thank you.
We're going to see if he can open the folder. Don't push
pushed too far. You're pushing pretty hard.
George, I love you, buddy.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Don't
see you bleeding on the floor.
Don't set high expectations for me. Really,
it's a step-by-step process.
Slow down here, Mark. Slow down, okay?
First, he's going to learn to read.
This chairman thing's gone to your head. Please, Mark.
One step at a time. One step at a time.
Don't rush it.
Okay.
Eventually, we do hope to see something on the financial side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing.
We're holding our breath for that, too.
Do you think you'll have financial stuff?
Is there anything we can hope for in the next week?
I don't want to put it on the agenda.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have actually a busy agenda for next time.
Yeah, a lot going on.
You're just feeding that chairmanship headache.
I'll tell you what.
Gotta watch what you do.
Through the door. I'll shove it behind, but I'll get a running start.
Should we warn Chuck now that he may be out of a job?
Yeah.
I mean, coup, take over, or something.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
No, let's stop now.
I hope not. I certainly hope
Karen,
not.
Karen, you have anything else to add?
It all sounds good to me.
Okay, good. See, she's happy with my job tonight.
Yeah.
I got one thumbs up.
Before 8 o'clock. We've been here till 9.
See that? I could get 2 thumbs up.
So I'm giving you props for that.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to call it adjourned.
It's only going to go
7:50.
Wow.
Look at that. A record.
Yeah. So basically, it appears that Chuck and Dan push us to 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Without them,
that's
we
right.
get done.
That's what I heard.
But you know, Rick, that makes sense. If there's only 60% of the CAG here, we should take 60%.